Democrats in the Senate and Assembly are just shy of the two-thirds majority required to pass tax changes. So in the negotiations about how to restructure a tax on managed care organizations, Republicans have had rare leverage. They've applied that to both the MCO tax itself and where to spend the money it'll bring in. At least, according to Senate Budget Vice Chair Jim Nielsen, Assembly Republicans have.
There's been a negotiation that is predicated on some of these things happening and people voting for the MCO if these things happen. That's not what we're basing our votes on.
The budget bill includes over $400 million to pay down state transportation loans and retiree benefits, and about $2 million to train more doctors in the Central Valley. Those were Republican demands, but Senate Leader Kevin De Leon says Democrats support them too.
This is something that Democrats can clearly live with, and they're a good policy.
The budget bill, the revised MCO tax, and a bill to add funding for developmental disability services could all come up for votes together tomorrow. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.